Well, some of us have been following the saga of the Dallas Morning News for a very, very long time. And it's a fascinating saga. I mean, if you go back to the fight with the Dallas Times-Herald for supremacy of North Texas, and they won, and then the fight with the Startle-Graham for all the advertising money in North Texas. But now, another fight's been playing out over the last few months, and that's for who owns it. Well, we have a new owner. It's Hearst. And it was a bloody battle, but here to give us the details and talk about the future of the Dallas News is Grant Moyes, who's the CEO of Dallas News Corporation. And Grant, you're former publisher of the Dallas Morning News. Is that a title?
Still current.
Still current.
Yeah, I used to have two jobs, David. Now I'm just down to one.
Well, which really goes to the heart of this thing. So what now? So we watch this battle going back and forth between Alden Global and Hearst, and Hearst won, and now you know who the owner is. But what's ahead for the Morning News?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's been a 1 year journey, I'd say, from the time that my fellow board members and I first kind of said, look, I think we need to start this engine, and went and talked to Robert Deckard and said, Robert, are you up for starting this sale process engine? And, it was basically September of last year we started those conversations. Here, you know, you and I are in late September, still, now on the other side of it. It's pretty amazing to think what has happened over the past year. But to your question, David, okay, also, where are we going? This was, I think, no doubt, in my opinion, Robert Deckard's opinion, and all my fellow board members, it was the right move for us. Where we're going, Hearst's investment in digital journalism, David, was just second to none. For those of us in the industry know, Hearst is probably the most well-capitalized local media and journalism company in the country. They're private, so they're able to take a little bit of a longer look at things, which I'm really happy about, because some of the investments that we wanted to make digitally, I was having too much shareholder pressure when we were a public company to be able to do that while also keeping, you know, this company in the black. So, I'm excited. I think this is going to be a great path forward for journalism here in North Texas, especially digital journalism. Just the things I've been learning about in the last handful of weeks as we started integration meetings, I've just been blown away by the digital capabilities.
Well, and again, for background for people listening, I mean, Hearst is, I mean, it's newspapers, and now it's Dallas and Houston and Austin and San Antonio and up in the Panhandle and Midland and Plainview and everything else. But it's also a newspaper. I mean, it's television stations and radio stations and lots of magazines, and it has an international footprint. But what does this mean for the Dallas Morning News, for example? I mean, if you have newspapers in Dallas and Houston and Austin and San Antonio, I mean, you wouldn't think you don't need multiple bureaus in Austin. There's a question of how many energy reporters you need. And so is there synergy? Is that the idea?
Well, I think most of the synergy is probably more in the back office, you know, David. I mean, in terms of financial synergy.
Right.
Now, but thinking to your point about the journalism synergy, look, we're not going to reduce the number of journalists we have in Austin. I can't speak for my new colleagues in Houston and San Antonio and Austin, but we do think there's a lot better collaboration down there. I mean, for example, you know, right, we've got all of our, all of our politicians who have been, you know, are representing North Texas. We're probably going to get our coverage is going to be a bit more targeted towards what are they doing specifically for North Texas. And what's happening in our, you know, state legislature every 2 years that is impacting us here. And then I think there's going to be opportunities to collaborate. I mean, you know, we've kept using internally the idea of just the terrible floods that happened in the Hill Country.
Sure.
Well, at that time, David, I mean, geez, we had seven journalists down there on multiple shifts that kept rotating. Well, so did Houston, and so did Austin, and so did San Antonio. When terrible things like that happen that are statewide, we're going to be able to collaborate probably in a more thoughtful way and not have to go have a bunch of duplicate coverage. But in terms of what we're doing day in and day out, we are not going to reduce the amount of accountability journalism that's going on at the state capitol.
So you're sort of talking about digitals. So am I naive to think that I still will have the option of having a newspaper delivered to my front yard every morning?
You know, that was a big piece of what attracted us to Hearst as well. I mean, they are committed to a seven-day print product. They have been. We have been. You know, we just changed our printing facility to make print even more profitable, which in our eyes meant we were extending the useful life of a seven-day print product. And I can tell you, you know, I mean, you're always looking at the profitability of print, but we just extended it. So my hope is that for many years to come, we're going to continue to print what I believe is one of the best printed newspapers in the United States. And I mean, we've been investing even recently, brand new business section in print that people are just loving. So
I know I'm enjoying stealing it from it again.
It's
So that really goes back to the role of a newspaper in 2025. But it used to be it was the dominant, the soul of a community, and also the hammer of a community. I remember you guys had a hard-hitting editorial, you know, a few months ago about the mayor, and he wasn't going to meetings, and he was an absentee mayor. And that's the kind of thing that used to make big changes, and it seemed to just fall flat.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the interesting part, too, is to your point, right? You have news and opinion in a newspaper. Yeah. We've got one of the strongest editorial voices, not only in the state, but I also believe in the country. And our big believer is, and I always kind of say it half jokingly, but I'm pretty darn serious or I wouldn't say it. We do have a bias on our editorial board. We want Dallas and North Texas to be the best city and region, not only in the United States, but in the world. So as an editorial board, we're going to criticize either our institutions or our leaders when they get it wrong, and we want to praise them when they're getting it right, because we believe by having that institutional voice that's not just bitching and moaning, but is also praising when praise is due, I think it really helps us have a better city and a better region. And in that case you're referring to, we can't have a mayor that's not showing up, right? You've got to showing up and being present. And at that time, you know, we felt like some criticism was necessary. But to your point, did that reverberate maybe the way it would in the past? You know, I
yeah,
don't know.
It's the impact, I think, the impact used to be there. And I guess that's what you'd like to see coming back, both positive and negative.
Yeah. And look, there is a big piece here. We average about 4 million people a month reading us digitally, David, and we are averaging readership of a little over 500,000 a month in print that are unduplicated. And so, you know, you'd think that that footprint, right, of 4.5 million people reading us monthly would still be big enough to make that impact. But as you and I know, the difference is people are spending so much time on social media and there's so much noise outside of our core news. I think that's what's diluting it. But, you know, I'll tell you, I still have so much optimism in this business because the fact that 4.5 million people a month are reading what we publish, we should be able to have a meaningful impact on the future of our city.
Well, and there should be more than that to come. I mean, that's the interesting thing. Now that you've got deep pockets, maybe there is some way to weave together this area, which is so intriguing. I mean, it's the Dallas News, but the fact is, you know, it's Dallas and Plano and Frisco. And then you got to think about Mansfield, and all of a sudden Sherman comes into play, and all the women, Melissa and Anna, and prospers along the way. And somehow weaving this disparate group together, it would seem like maybe a common newspaper would be the place to get it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, to your point, these suburbs are growing so fast. I mean, that's why this Metroplex is 8.3 million strong and growing, what, 130,000 to 170,000 people every year. The growth is in the suburbs. The growth is in, you know, it's definitely going to be up north, you know, in Denton County and in Collin County. And but I'm excited. I'm excited to see what we can do with investment, but also it's just got to be quality journalism. At the heart of this is it's the quality of the journalists. It's the depth of their knowledge of our city. I want people to feel like they're reading us and they're like, oh my gosh, I definitely understand either the place I've lived for four generations or if they've only been here for 6 months. I want them to come to us so that they understand what's the heartbeat of the local community. And we're just going to keep passionately, you know, going after that.
I think it's very encouraging. And like I say, it's nice to know that you've got the capital behind you and the commitment and some people who know the business that own you. And maybe that wouldn't have been the case if the other guys won. We'll see. But the future looks bright. It's good to spend some time with you. I look forward to catching up again. Maybe we'll talk again, see how it's going after a year.
Sounds good, David. Check in with us, and hopefully I've got great things to report.
Yep, I bet you will. Grant Moise is the CEO of the Dallas News Corporation, our guest today. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.